Ethan, quite a scrappy first half to the game. Was that one of those games where you couldn't really play to the elements, they just affected the game, you just had to go with it?
Yeah, it was always going to be a tough one in the rain and the wind. It was, you know, we were battling with it, and to be fair, weather conditions like are, they suit Ebervale type of game, you know, picking goals from the carry, you know, and just, you know, we defended really well, I thought, first half, and, you know, they didn't really trouble us. It was a bit comfortable, really, and I think we only had the ball for about 5 minutes, really, in the first half, so, you know, considering the amount of attack we did have, I thought we did pretty well to go in 5-0 half time, and then second half, and we knew we had to, you know, go against the wind and come out. We knew we had to start quick and fast, and we did as well, like, so it was, you know, boys showed real grit in defence as well, and, you know, didn't take a step back.
So you mentioned it. So going in 5-0 at half time, you had lots of territory, lots of possession, but not hit that scoreboard. Was the feeling amongst players at half time that maybe we just need to take those chances, just be a little bit more clinical?
Yeah, it was just, you know, it's not often you're really going to get chances to score in a game like this. So, you know, if you did have those one or two, you had to make sure you converted them. And, you know, second half we came out and we did do that. So, yeah, it was good.
And then finally, final score 12-3. Is that just one of those results? You take on the chin, you go again back here against Ebervale in the Cup next week. Performance may not be the best, but at the end of the day, it's 4 points and you take it in this time of the year.
Hey, win's a win, but I'd take 3-0 at the end of the day. So, yeah, I'm happy with 12-3.
No, perfect. Cheers.